Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. Hello, hello. Awaken to Empowerment. This is Two Gals with Two Names, putting our two cents in on Tuesday. Hi, Mary Lynn. How are you? Hello, I know you're there. Oh, hello. Oh, let's see. Hold on.
You hear me?
Okay, then now I can hear you. Now I can hear you.
Yeah, it said unmuted, so there we go. You unmuted me. That's very dangerous. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. So here we are, Blog Talk Radio, putting the two gals with two names, putting our two cents in on a Tuesday, 2 weeks before the most important election of our life. And topics for this Tuesday, Mary Lynn, you got this all wonderfully put out. We got the debates on October 22nd, and I guess moderator is Kristen Welker, and he said we got it here that she's a biased Democrat, and the Presidential Debate Committee has changed the rules for the next scheduled presidential debate on Thursday. The mute button on the candidates when the other has their two-minute response, more importantly, the removal of foreign policy, and now the topics are going to be climate and what was the other one? And COVID, I think, right?
Right, yeah, nothing, economy that was busted. I guess there's going to be one slight opening for Trump on the new list to be able to get in towards foreign policy, and that's through, I think, national security. So we'll see. But yet again, like everybody's been saying, it's on both sides that this Presidential Debate Committee needs to go to the bye-bye because they're not doing anything. And so great interview with President Trump on Fox and Friends this morning. I still tune in to my friends on Fox and Friends, both during the week and weekdays. And then, President Trump said, everybody said, let them talk. So what's going to happen is they're going to open a new topic and ask each candidate a question. That's when the mute button comes into play, just that first the first part where they each have an opportunity to respond for 2 minutes without interruption. So I got further clarification on that.
Okay.
But the real big hit is the whole debate was supposed to be on foreign policy. The foreign policy is huge. And we've seen the track record for Biden, $160 billion to Iran. Not even bringing up the current Huntergate issues and everything. His history is not so good when it comes to foreign policy. We know he's in bed with the Chinese. And these things have been going on for years. And
He didn't want to attack Osama bin Laden. He didn't even want to attack Osama bin Laden. So, yeah, there's just a lot going on.
Well, what concerns me the most, and just as a candidate overall, if he's got to hide Biden in the basement for 4 days to practice for a debate and he's not even hitting the campaign trail, it frightens
me. Yeah, 2 weeks before an election, believe me, I've been on campaigns. This is when you do the grind. This is it. So this is telling. And anybody that doesn't see that, they're fooling themselves or they're just lying, because this is when you go all out. You go balls to the wall and you just say, we got to just get every swing state. I mean, I've worked on campaigns and this is it. this is when you just, you kick it into high gear. So, I mean, and he's in his basement. He, what do they call it when he does that?
He tells the press, or his handlers tell the press, that there's a lid on
a lid,
the day.
That's it.
So that, a lid, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's been on, I guess he made some sort of appearance on Sunday, but he wasn't out Saturday. And that's not really,
right.
You know, if he doesn't want to campaign, just like Hillary, you kind of have to look at history, and it's not that far back. It's 2016.
Right.
Hillary did
right.
the same thing, and hopefully we'll have the same result. But my concern is the man doesn't have the stamina. No one can compare to President Trump. However, does he have the stamina and the brain matter? You know, he's compromised. And does he have the wherewithal to be the leader of the free world and the president of the United States?
No, but Kamala, you're going to have a President Kamala, okay? I mean, all I keep hearing is from across the nation, from all these people, I mean, they're saying if Biden wins, there's going to be more power grid failures, there's going to be food shortages, local crime is just going to skyrocket because the police are going to be in, defunded. And how about big tech? They're going to censor our radio show here, our First Amendment right. That'll be kicking into high gear. And of course, since you don't have enough melanin in your skin, they're going to be demonized because guess what? Our new black president, Kamala, because they are going to remove Joe. They will remove Joe. They totally will.
Sure, sure. They'll remove him under Article 25, or they'll just impeach him for all the stuff that's going to come out that he's done.
Well, isn't
that
interesting of what's...
Go on. I mean, we could talk about it, but I'd rather not talk about Biden winning.
Well, I agree, but it would be horrible. And if anybody, early voting has started here, and hopefully people are actually getting out to vote. But, I know you had something here. You've got something here about Huntergate. And there's a lot more. I heard about some videos. And you're talking Jeffrey Epstein-style videos.
I think that the amount of stuff that is on this particular laptop is going to be mind-blowing. I don't know what they don't learn, these Democrats, about emails. You know, Hillary, 33,000 emails. So this guy that's in jail, and he's mad that he's in jail, I forget his name, Devin or Dagan or something like that. He's flipped on Hunter Biden and has turned over apparently over 20 something, and I'm not going to quote off the top of my head. It's either 2,600. I don't know how it could possibly be 26,000.
Who is this? Who is this?
Much.
Who is now,
okay?
This is
there was a little pack. There was a I wanted to write down his name because I heard it. For instance, last night, I don't know if you caught Tucker and if you caught Laura. They had so much on, and they're just scratching the surface on this Hunter
right.
Biden thing. So there was an original cast of characters that started this whole email thing, and they said Hunter never really put in much for strategy, but there was a couple other guys involved. Well, one of them got arrested. He got thrown under the bus. So now he's flipping on Hunter Biden and giving backup information. Also, Fox News has obtained copies of the signature and a deposit that Hunter Biden dropped off at this Mac place to have his MacBook fixed.
Right.
Because apparently
it
was too close to the bathtub where he was passed out smoking a cigarette. So it got wet. And that's why it went there. I'm just kidding about that. I just saw a picture of him last night passed out in a bathtub with a cigarette.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
I saw that
mouth.
Picture too. Okay.
I guess it's better than the crack pipe. So, it's unfortunate. You know, here's a case of somebody who's running for office, and the most frightening thing about all this is the clear and present danger of big tech canceling out this story. That goes against everything in the Constitution and what we stand for. It's not number one by coincidence, because it's most important. It's what this country stands for. Freedom, our freedom of expression. They went through it. I had no idea that the New York Post was founded by Alexander Hamilton over 200 years ago. So
it's the oldest publication.
Right. And so not only that, it's the fourth largest circulation in the country. So we're not talking about, Dan Smith's blog. We're talking about something critical, and then all the people, and then they blocked the Twitter account, Facebook blocked them. So they believe that, their comments were, it was unsubstantiated and that it was potentially hacked. Well, as I wrote down here, the head of the DNI, which is the Director of National
Intelligence?
Security, intelligence, thank you, and John Ratcliffe, and he has stated that this is not Russian interference.
Right.
To watch the Democrats explain this away as Russian election interference, you just can't help but to laugh.
That was what they used last time with Hillary, that is Russia, Russia, Russia. And like, you're right, exactly correct. This has nothing to do with Russia.
Our two favorite, I didn't hear anything about Pelosi, but Schiff and Schumer, blah, 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 blah. And then, how Tucker does it. He always shows the whole series of everybody saying it in unison, the same thing, whatever. So why should we expect anything less? However, it's important that the people who are undecided, I'm not talking about those who know they're going to go one way or the other or have already voted. Nothing is going to change my vote for President Trump. And it's the undecideds that are out there, because I watch my local TV news primarily for weather. Especially this time of year, it's hurricane season and afternoon storms and so on. And the commercials, the Biden commercials, it's two or three in a row, and the lies. President Trump is not getting rid of or doing anything negative to Social Security or Medicare. He's reducing prescription drug prices. But every one of these commercials is nothing but lies, and there's nobody that's holding Biden and his crew accountable for these.
Because you got a complicit mainstream
lies.
Media. You got a complicit mainstream media that's actually part of this whole cabal, if you will. And I really
like what you're
saying here in the email. Verified proof that there's source that Hunter Biden's laptop, the emails naming Joe as the big guy, and that has been confirmed, like you said, by John Ratcliffe.
Right.
And it's not Russian election interference. So what is this repeal of Section 230? That's what you have here. And you're talking about the Communications Decency Act as Title V of the Telecommunications Act of 1996?
Right. So all of that act was repealed except for Section 230, which allows, and I'll just get to it, how does it allow high tech to violate antitrust laws? And also, furthermore, the idea behind it was to leave it in place to flourish free speech on platforms like Twitter and Facebook. So I can say my First Amendment right speech about being this, being that, and they, as Twitter and Facebook, cannot be sued by a private citizen for something that I've said. And that's just really just icing over the top of it all. Because what happened when they signed it into law, the American Civil Liberties Union and other organizations challenged its constitutionality. And so what they're trying to do right now is allow people that, for instance, you know, I have close to 6,000 followers. I don't really care, but when I was going in to look at my bookmarks, I noticed I lost 500 followers. And I hear this all the time. And what's happening is the control and the censorship and the sheer stopping the American public from getting this type of information. If we're not getting it through mainstream media, we're not getting it through Twitter or Facebook, how are we going to get it? How is the Mr. and Mrs. America, how do they get this information? Hopefully they're flipping on somebody like Tucker Carlson, who gives it to you straight, and if, and, you know, he's always real, because, like, he on his show last night, he said, well, it's obvious, you know, he wanted to say something positive about Joe Biden, that he really loves his son Hunter. And it's a pity, but Hunter Biden, and we don't even know. I don't know if you caught those pictures of Joe Biden's house in I believe it's Rhode Island.
No, but I heard it's absolutely beautiful. The next 20 minutes, we've got about 20 more minutes left on our timer here. I heard his house is beautiful. But yes, Tucker did say the love for the father and the son is really profound, and it's very sad that Vice President Biden lost his wife and a daughter, I believe it was, in a car accident. He had the two boys, and then he lost his son Beau, which is really sad. So anyway, what? So what do you think about this 230? I mean, do you think 230 should be repealed, or do you think 230 is good? You're talking about this as the Communications Decency Act, and that sounds good. But it's not, they're not legally responsible what people post on their platforms like Facebook and Twitter, correct? So if somebody says something off color, they don't get sued. They're not. But what they've been doing is what I'm hearing from you. They're not liable, but what they've been doing is they've been precluding people from posting things that they don't like.
The censorship. And to show how deep it goes, the former communications manager for Kamala Harris is on the board of the censorship committee for Facebook. I don't know if she has retired from that position, but she is an active member of the board, the censorship board, that decides, you know, who can stay and who can go. So the New York Post has been blocked. Kayleigh McEnerney has been blocked. They've been blocking President Trump's it's typically tweet by tweet now. They know that, you know, it, bottom line is they're being subpoenaed by the Senate to come in and testify. They're being Jack from Twitter and obviously Bill Gates Jr. from Facebook.
Do you think this will be done before the election, or do you, I mean, here's the thing. All of this stuff doesn't come out and come forth before the election, and God forbid if there is a Joe Biden win, by cheating, of course.
Right.
This will never come out. It'll be buried. I mean, if Trump didn't
win,
Hillary, we wouldn't know how deep and nasty that, I mean, the deep state is and how smelly the swamp is. So, I mean, you know, So I like your talking here a little bit about your top pick for U.S. Attorney General, and you got Obamagate and all this other stuff. Yeah, well, we just said that. Yeah, yeah. What about Granny Killer Cuomo? I love that. That's so funny. They're looking at him for Attorney General.
Biden, yeah. Biden, Harris Biden administration.
Right,
will
the Harris Biden administration, exactly.
Because they already know how corrupt and crazy he is. Writes a book about how well he did with
COVID-19.
Right. I think there's about 11,000 approximately people who are dead that think otherwise, or their family thinks otherwise, and it's all very sad. But this is the kind of thing we can expect from a Harris Biden administration is
right.
One thing after another. So the good news is they were showing numbers here in Florida of the new registrations. It was 90 something thousand for new registered Democrats and over 184,000 new registered Republicans.
Wow.
So that is really good information.
That's really good, yeah.
And so on the early voting, Texas, Pennsylvania, I've heard here in Fort Myers, Cape Coral, we started early voting yesterday, that they're breaking records. They're breaking records in Texas. They're breaking records in Pennsylvania. And this is we the people getting out there.
Right, right, exactly.
And you don't have to be a genius to figure out when you see every weekend boat flotillas, it's all Trump. Who shows up for Biden? And to me, I don't care about what the polls say, even though Trump is rising up in the polls. The gap is lessening. I really don't care what the polls say. It's irrelevant
right.
to me. What happens is, you know, and we've been getting a lot of good rulings that the mail-in ballots need to be in by November 3rd, postmarked, and then we just took a hit because of John Roberts, the very liberal Chief Justice.
Republican Bush appointed Chief Justice.
Correct. And so he sided with the Democrats, which was that up to 3 days after the date of the election, votes will be able to be counted. And now
right.
they're crying, the problem with these mail-in ballots now, well, people aren't filling them out correctly. And I don't know if you remember from an earlier Two Gals episode where I talked about I know you're registered, but go and redo your signature. Your signature changes constantly. And this is one of the things with the mail-in ballots. They're verifying those signatures, and if they don't marry up, bye-bye. They're talking now. The Democrats are crying about all the ballots that are being kicked out. It's not that difficult if you follow the directions. You have to sign it, date it, put it in the secrecy sleeve, and you're on your way. But It should be very interesting. And I think what's most important, who cares what everybody else is doing? The big news on Fox was somebody set a ballot box on fire in California, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
Was it just standing on the street by itself? Because that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Wow. Well, crazy Cali.
And some of the things that I'm hearing about California and New York, I mean, they're still under lockdown, these poor people, and it's getting worse. And now both Cuomo and Newsom are saying that they're not going to allow the citizens of New York and California to take the COVID-19 vaccine when it's ready until they approve it as a state.
Oh, wow.
So I guess people are going to have to cross the line if they want to take – I'm not a big vaccine person. I was, obviously, as a child, but, you know, what – you make that decision when you come to it, but to further restrict their citizens.
I heard they are waiting in line. When I was at Costco today, a lady had a little button and it said, I voted. I said, oh, you voted. Great. Early voting. She's like, I waited for over an hour. So I guess the lines are really long. And you were talking about being a ballot inspector. You did some ballot inspector training.
I'll be real quick. It was really good for me to go to the I'm going to be a ballot inspector for Lee County, Florida, and I really like the checks and balances in the system, and that's why the voting in person is so important, because they have checks and balances, and if there is any problems, there is deputies and there's the clerk. They're all on site. But it's also checks and balances. Station number one and what number one and number two, what they do is they hand out what is called a voting pass. People come in, they show their voter ID card and a picture ID. Picture ID is required here in Florida. Once that is approved and signatures are married up, because they have an internet system where they can see, has this person voted yet?
Mm-hmm.
And if they say, I've voted, well, I haven't, then they get a voter pass which says provisional. So they would get a provisional ballot, and that's handled completely separate from the regular ballot, the approved people. You just make sure that when you get the voter pass that everything matches up. There's only one ballot to hand out versus primaries where you would have multiples. But in this mm-hmm. case, everything, there's one station that does that. My station does checking the handing the ballot as it matches up with the voter pass. If there's any issues, they go to the next station over. For instance, they go take their original ballot. A mistake is made, then you get reissued a new ballot. The bad ballot goes into a separate envelope. So there really is a good system in place as it is as far as in-person goes. The state of Florida mm-hmm. has been doing absentee voting for a long time, and they've got a pretty good system in place for that. But it's going to vary from state to state. And mm-hmm. I guess we just have to cross that bridge when we come to it. But I just wanted to say, I got a bad polyester shirt that says Lee County poll worker. About 10
nice.
Pounds of policy handouts. There's online videos and special procedures for COVID-19 protocol.
So what do they say that's different for COVID-19 for anybody that's listening that normally early votes or, you know, goes in to vote at the polls? What should people be expecting?
Well, just as when I went in for the training, you have to be wearing a mask. They did uh-huh. have masks available if you did not have one, and that'll also happen at the voting places. So if you forgot your mask or you don't have a mask, just go there anyway and request one when you're standing in line outside. They also will take your temperature. And ask if you've been around anybody that's been ill, have you been feeling ill, or so on and so forth. And that's one of the things. But in the protocol, they showed exactly how to put on a mask, what not to do with your mask, like put it on your head, like I saw a guy from the Senate doing, or he was Congress. Anyway, it interesting. And obviously there's social distancing, but the most important thing, like President Trump keeps on saying at his many rallies he's doing a day, go and look
right.
for odd times too. If you don't work all day, go when other people are at work. Don't wait till Saturday. Don't get in line on a Saturday like they have the voting here. Go in
right.
mid-afternoon, especially here in Florida when it's hot and rainy, nobody's going to be there. So those are the things to look for, and just most importantly, vote.
Wow. Well, that's good. And like you say, if you get out early, what really is helpful to the volunteer team is when you get out early, then they know that you've already done your due diligence. So they're not going to, like, knock on your door or leave you literature or phone bank you. So it really does make it a lot easier for those volunteers that want to help GOTV, you know, and get out that vote, because this is the most important election. I can't believe it's only 14 days away. It's 2 weeks from today, which is stunning in my brain.
Well, I was giving that same thing a thought, and I thought to myself, good thing I'm going to be there at the precinct, my local precinct, from 5:30 in the morning to 7:30, 8:30 at night, depending on the counts. If the counts
mm-hmm.
don't marry up, you got to go back to the drawing board and count again. So,
right.
So at least I won't be sitting home being nervous.
Well, and you know what's really concerning? The most important thing is, like, how some of these ballots are getting there. And I don't know why some people are so lax about the chain of custody. I know when we worked on a campaign here, we had to do, like, recounts. And we were like, wait a minute. All of a sudden, you know, one person was winning, and they ended up winning by, like, 180-something votes in the congressional district. And nobody knew where the chain of custody of where some of these ballots were. And I just don't think they, you know, I don't know. I don't trust the left as far as I can throw the whole collective of them. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they hide. And look at what's going on now. You know, I mean, I can't believe anybody would vote for somebody they couldn't trust. So at that kind of level, I mean, you know, I mean, Mr. Biden has been saying nothing. No, there's nothing. This is nothing. And like you said, there's a whole computer out there that was dropped off. And like you said earlier in the show, the signatures matched. So I don't know.
Well, and the other thing, too, is there was something about it if Hunter Biden sent his attorney to go to try to pick up the laptop.
Yeah.
The problem is when you sign these, they have a basic contract. If your property is left for a certain amount of time, it is no longer your property anymore. They have
okay.
a responsibility, the due diligence, to contact the owner and say, are you coming back for this? And
right.
with this
and
particular
I guess that was
owner,
done several times, like you said. I heard that was done several times by this gentleman who I guess is blind, but this is his business. He does this stuff.
Yeah, I don't I heard about him being blind or vision impaired, but at the end of the day, there
right.
was no response. He turned over,
right.
there's a signature from an FBI agent who came and picked up the laptop, and nothing was done about it, period.
Now hopefully
again,
we'll find out more
buried.
About that. Now, you know what I loved? The show we did yesterday for Yasha Prayer Force, you had something here, and I guess at the end of the day, we all need to take a deep breath, so let's talk about one of these four – why don't you – tell us the insight of the day, and then we'll talk a little bit about the four agreements for the next few minutes here, because we are really winding down. We've got about 8 minutes left. So,
excellent. So the insight of the day is not caring what other people think is the best choice you will ever make.
Amen.
And I know we may have reviewed that, but I really wanted to put it out there again, because what's happening now is people aren't saying who they're voting for because they don't want to be cancel cultured. And what we reviewed yesterday on our Yasha prayer group, our prayer pod, was the four agreements. And with the four agreements, Carol Ann, which one are we highlighting here?
Like, don't take anything personally. No, wait. I stepped away from my thing real quick here. Hang on. I'm bouncing between the studio. Let's see. Yeah, don't take anything personally. Yeah, you should have just said yeah. Because I'm in the studio, I have to bounce between two windows. Are you still there?
Yes, I am. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the options and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering.
Yep.
So there we go.
That's a beautiful thing.
Go on.
Got to be responsible for your own gigs.
And why don't we end with a wonderful prayer?
Sounds good to me. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for our country. God, just expose the truth. Expose the truth, God, and use us to glorify you with our words, our deeds, and keep our president safe, and let people awaken to what's really going on. And keep your hand of protection and provision on our country. And for the next 14 days, we ask that President Trump will be victorious. Go ahead, Mayor.
And dear God, today I received a wonderful postcard, and it said, "My faith votes," and our faith matters on November 3rd. And it says 25 million Christians, God, do not intend to vote. Please, can we change that?
Amen.
And communicate that this is a really critical election for our faith and for our values and our relationship, freedom of worship, and our families, and with our relationship with you, God.
Our faith, family, and freedom. Exactly. This is a critical election for our faith, family, and freedom. That is so true. That is so true. And it's
so frightening. Let's get that 25 million Christians out there. I think after the lockdown and everybody being locked out of church and having to sing with a mask on.
hopefully it'll wake them up too.
Yes.
Well,
and we say this
great.
In the name
you
of the Father
good...
and the Son. I'm sorry.
God,
I just
Holy
want to
Spirit,
say in the name
amen.
Of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. And you did such a great job in putting all this together, Mary Lynn. I want to thank you. Now, next week, you've got another appointment. Is that correct?
That is correct. But we will, what I'm so excited about is I put the call-in number on my cell phone, so I'll manage to take a break and call outside of the polling place on the
3rd. Cool. Okay. That would be great. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
I can
give you a live update.
Couple
more minutes
update.
Here. And, how about any emails? There is a radio show on Saturdays here at AM 560, Eyes Right Open. And you could download the podcast on AM 560, The Answer's website, or go to eyesrightopen.org. And Mary Lynn, what else? You got two gals. Why don't you throw some emails out there, and we can talk about Yasha.
Most certainly. If you want to send us an email, it's going to go to our Gmail address, which is 2gals with T two names. So that's two, the number two gals with two, the number two names at gmail.com. You can reach me on Twitter at mlbianchi, the number seven. I don't have as many followers as the president, but you never know. You can always hope for a retweet one day. And Carolyn, why don't you talk about our Monday?
Yeah, we have our Yasha prayer force, where we're praying for our faith, family, and freedom in our country and our president, and good vibes everywhere.
And praise be. So we have to believe right now in we the people. We the people
yep.
won in 2016. What's most important is President Trump won in 2016, and now he has a huge list of accomplishments because the man is
Absolutely.
Nonstop energy. He is the hardest working politician. He's not doesn't want to be called a politician, but I've never
and
seen
anybody really
work
so hard.
And he's
really not a politician, though. I mean, he really.
Well, that's why we all love him.
Oh boy. All right, well, we're going to get shut down here pretty soon because I touched the wrong thing on my computer.
That's okay.
Yay.
Well, God bless everybody. I'll check in as soon and as best as I can.
Well, we want to wish everyone to be well, be blessed, and be free, and absolutely be that change you wish to see. This is Carol, Ann, and Mary Lynn. We're two gals with two names on Tuesday, and we're really, really hoping that our studio will reconnect here so we can get our music, but we'll get it. We'll figure it out. So thank you for joining us. Thank you. We'll catch you back here next week. Everything is spinning, and I got a quick driver crash. Beautiful. Love technology, man.
Okay. Well, with that note, I say Godspeed.
All right. Well, we'll catch you back here next time, and hopefully this will upload. Very good. Thank you, Mary Lynn. We'll talk soon. God bless. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, my God. Yep, and this is going to be very interesting. Oh, here we go. We got it. We got it back. Hold on. Oh, my goodness. This is great. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Mary Lynn dropped. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. Be well, be blessed, be free. Peace of mind, man.